reach is that Israel is essentially innocent of the murder of a U.S. citizen. And you know, that's the outrage, but that's also the nature of U.S.-Israeli and U.S.-Palestinian relations and U.S.-Middle East policy.
So talk about the upcoming visit of President Biden to Israel and to the occupied territories and the significance of this, how what they're saying about Shireen Abu Akleh plays into this.
Well, as the political analyst and writer Trita Parsi recently wrote, when it comes to the Middle East, Biden's first term is, for all intents and purposes, identical to Trump's second term. And certainly when it comes to this issue, the Biden administration's what Anthony Blinken and other U.S. officials told the Palestinian leadership is that unless you hand over the bullet that killed Shireen Abu Akleh and allow us to put this matter to rest by essentially saying that no conclusion can be reached, we're not going to throw you the bone of a presidential visit to the Palestinian Authority leadership. And that's essentially what happened.
Muin, I wanted to get your response to what's happening now. On Wednesday, the Israeli military conducted large-scale raids across occupied West Bank, detaining at least 42 Palestinians, shooting dead a 20-year-old man named Rafiq Riyad Ghanem during a raid in the village of Jabba near Jenin. This coming just 3 days after the Israeli military shot dead 18-year-old Palestinian Kamel Awana in the same village. These are the areas that Shireen covered for so long in these kinds of actions.
Yes, I mean, you know, it's par for the course. You cannot have a military occupation without consistent, violent repression to maintain that occupation. It's, you know, history over the past few thousand years demonstrates that conclusively. And what you have here is the Israelis focusing in particular on the northern West Bank and Jenin and its environs, because that is an area that is under somewhat less firm control of the Palestinian Authority and its security forces, who have been working very hard to ensure peace and quiet for the maintenance of the Israeli occupation. And it's in that context that you're seeing these constant raids. And it's quite likely also that the murder of Shireen Abu Akleh was in part to scare off the media from that area so that Israel could have a freer hand in conducting the kinds of activities that you just mentioned.
Well, Muin Rabbani, we want to thank you for being with us. Of course, we'll continue to cover this issue. Dutch-Palestinian analyst, co-editor of Jedalia. He's also hosts the Connections podcast. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Messiah Rhodes, Nareen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warnoff, Tarina Nadur, Sam Alkoff. I'm Amy Goodman. Stay safe.
You are tuned in to WRCT Pittsburgh, broadcasting at 88.3 FM from the beautiful campus of Carnegie Mellon University.
You're a man without truth, a man of greed, a man of hate, a man of envy and doubt. You're a man without a soul. All the money in the world will never fill that hole. You're a man bought and sold. You're a man without a soul. You bring nothing good to this world beyond a web of cheating and stealing. Hide behind your wall of lies, but it's coming down. Yeah, it's coming down. You're a man without shame, without dignity and grace. No way to save face. You're a man without a soul. How do you think this story ends? It's not a matter of how. It's just a matter of when. 'Cause it's coming down. Yeah, it's coming down. Darkness all around you to cover all your hiding. There's no light in your eyes. You're a man without a soul. Now the exits will be closing. The sad life will be exposed. No dealer and no deals, 'cause you're a man without a soul. How do you think this story ends? It's not a matter of how. It's just a matter of when. 'Cause it's coming down. We'll be right back.
Kenny Joe here. You are in Pinckney Hall on WRCT. I'll be with you until 10 o'clock, playing some tunes for you. The theme of the day, if we don't deviate, which rarely happens, but it does sometimes, is going to be summer songs, with an emphasis on lighter summer songs. Of course, the song you just heard does not fit into either of those categories. That was Lucinda Williams singing Man Without a Soul from her album of a few years ago, Good Souls, Better Angels. Before we get into the summer songs, we'll treat you to this week's edition of Pinckney Hall New Music. But sorry about last week. Last week convinced me that I need to get on more intimate terms with the relatively new equipment that has been introduced into the WRCT studio since, well, I guess it was introduced during the COVID break when Kenny Joe was not around. Here I am thinking, okay, we're gonna do a show without an issue here, and then Democracy Now starts fading in and out, just showing that there are some things that beyond even my control. As a matter of fact, it'd be easier to list the things that are within my control. Anyhow, let me also say, as long as I'm rambling here, Kenny Joe also has a bad case of pent-up wanderlust, and he's going to be wandering around the country a lot the next couple of months, and I will not be here next week or the week after. I guess that's the 15th and the 22nd, but then I hope I'm back on. Oh, am I even back on the 29th? Who knows? I can't keep track of this stuff, but I do know I won't be here next Friday or the Friday after that. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of PSAs to get us get the required reading in. I'm going to tell you about children's health insurance. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, otherwise known as CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children of a family of four earning $48,600 a year or more may qualify, and that number's probably gone up since this PSA was written in 2020. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to get the current number, or to enroll, go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. And as long as we're reading, we'll read you another one. You get their prescriptions, make their lunch, and call the doctor. You try to give them every minute you possibly can, but do you try to take a minute for yourself? No, of course not. When you help a loved one, you work hard to make sure they're safe and comfortable, but it's just as important to remember to find some time to care for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. Again, that's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. And now we'll treat you to some new music.
I pulled it from the stone, it rang out GCGCD. That was how you left it, now it's come to me. For you it was Angeline, maybe that soldier's joy. For me it was a Simmons song, wish to the Lord.
And this one thing I've come to know, still a lot of D.C. and Fitz's old banjo.
Now the worn spots on Wyatt's handmade fingerboard, they're the ghosts of all your favorite tunes, your songs, your chords. Now it's sort of like that banjo, it was only strung with twine. And the only song that it would play was Trouble on My Mind.
And this one thing I've come to know, still a lot of D.C. and Fitz's old banjo.
Now Casey and Jan, your buddy Bob beats too. Your rider Diane Feeney, the rest of the crew. And at night on my porch, if I listen real hard, I can hear them all singing the last call at the bar.
And this one thing I've come to know, still a lot of D.C. and Fitz's old banjo.
I can see by the things you left in your case, I know what's in your heart, I don't know your face. Hasta la Victoria, live music is best. An AFL sticker from a state way out west.
And this one thing I've come to know, still a lot of D.C. and Fitz's old banjo.
Now you really miss the ring of fire to fall into now. It surely is more misery than the law allows. There's a darkness on the edge of town, it's depraved, it's vile. But you warned us when you sang about snakes in the old wood pile.
And this one thing I've come to know, still a lot of D.C. in Fitz's old banjo.
Now I'm sure you know Anne's walking heavenly picket line. This nasty plague is laid John Prine in a box of pine. You and Kathy missed all that, you're lying side by side. And a little lilac whispers, I will be all right. But you and Kathy missed all that, you're lying side by side. And a little lilac whispers, I will be all right.
And this one thing I've come to know, still a lot of D.C. and Fitz's old banjo.
2, 3, 4.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your Pinckney Hall new music for the day. The song that you heard just now was from a CD that you've probably been hearing a lot of, and that's both because Kenny Joe's fond of it, but also there is a limited amount of new music here in the station at the moment. Anyhow, that was effort by Jose Medellis, M. Ward, and Marissa Anderson, and Chris Funk. Jose is a percussionist. The other three are guitar players, and it is a sort of a tribute record to John Fahey. The track, the name of the CD is Railroad Cadences and Melancholic Anthems, and the particular melancholic anthem that you heard was Mid the Snow and Ice. The main guitar player on that track being Marissa Anderson. Before that, we heard from a track from a CD you'll probably be hearing a lot of, especially when Kenny Joe gets back into town. The Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle has resumed their annual release of songs by Pittsburgh songwriters. The track that we played from that fine two-disc CD was Fitz's Banjo, and that was by Tom Hoffman and Brian Rubicon. And then I forget how you get a hold of that. It's you can get a hold of it from CD Baby or Bandcamp, one of those. I forget which one, but anyhow, it's Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle. And we started that set off with the Surefire Soul Ensemble doing Thomas the Cat off of their Step Down CD. Now, that since I have a microphone in front of me, I might as well read you something. What are we going to read you? Oh, we are due to give you a message from one of our fine underwriters. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on www.spackbros.com. Can I just say Spack Bros? Will that get that message across properly? And we'll receive a text message. You will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPACK or visit their website at, now you see, now here it's spelled out, spackbrothers.com. Is it Spack Bros or Spack Brothers? I don't know. You can find it, I'm sure. Anyhow, that's 412-362-7725 or spackbrothers.com. Well, I guess it's spelled out because it's spelled out twice and abbreviated once. Okay. Okay. Time to play music. Summer music.
One, two, three. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green, and the redbird sings out the blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other time, that's what you say. When I want you, then you laugh at me and make me cry, 'cause you don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than to have my arms around you when the nights are cold and you're so all alone. Summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green, and the redbird sings out the blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Beep, pop, dee, doo, doo. Once upon a time you used to smile and wave to me and walk with me, but now you don't, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other guy is taking up all your time. Now you don't have time for me. You don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than to have my arms around you when the nights are cold and you're so all alone. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green, and the redbird sings up ding, 'cause you don't want my love. Once again, one more time.
South wind of summer sings through the trees, and the high mountain thunder hangs low in the breeze. A strong heart flows over, an empty heart filled, and the south wind of summer caresses the hills. There is no returning, the seasons don't end, they just blow through the branches and bend with the wind. When the south wind of summer sings to the pines, and the faraway cities seem so close behind, a strong heart flows over, an empty heart fills, and the south wind of summer blows where it wills. There is no return, the seasons don't end, they just blow through the branches and bend with the wind.
And the south wind of summer blows where summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around, moved my arms around. This summer I swam in the ocean and swam in a swimming pool, salt my wounds, chlorine my eyes, I'm a self-destructive fool, self-destructive fool. Butterfly in the old Australian crawl, the old Australian crawl. This summer I swam in a public place at a reservoir to boo. At the latter I was informal, at the former I wore my suit, I wore my swimming suit, yeah. Summer I did swan dives and jackknives for you all, and once when you weren't looking I did a cannonball, did a cannonball. This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around, moved my arms around.
Let me tell you what you heard in that set of music. The last song was from Kate and Anna McGarrigle's first CD, a self-titled CD. It's called Swimming Song. Before that, we heard Bruce Springsteen doing Girls in Their Summer Clothes off of Magic. Before that, the Flatlanders doing South Wind of Summer. That was from the Now Again CD. And we started the set off with Roger Miller doing his Summertime song off of Golden Hits. I'm going to tell you about some other shows on WRCT, but first I have to give you a correction. Kenny Joe will not be here next week, but he will be here on the 22nd. I'm not sure how that's possible, because in my mind, I'm going away for 2 weeks tonight. But somehow, I'm still going to be back here in 2 weeks. I don't know that it's a good idea for me to be wandering around the country. Seems to be a lot to keep track of. Anyhow, I will be here on July 22nd, despite what I said just a few minutes ago. Okay, let me tell you about a couple of shows here on WRCT. First of all, for your Saturday mornings, host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Sunday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh. And then let me tell you about a Thursday night show. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Courts in Session, Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Mondays at noon, only on WRCT. Okay. More music. Mm-hmm.
the street beneath my feet, descending into air. The cauldron was a bubbling, the flesh was lean, and the women moved forward like piranhas in a stream, and they spread themselves before me.
Yeah. good looking, babe. She's looking good now. Hush, baby, 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 baby. No, 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 don't you cry.
walked up, told my congressman, and he said, whoa, dig this, boy. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blue. Wow!
Okay, the last song you heard was The Hold Steady. That was Constructive Summer off of their Stay Positive CD. Craig Finn, one of the better lyricists around, in Kenny Joe's opinion. I'm not sure you could hear the lyrics very well on that song, but when they have the quieter songs, they come through. Before that, we had Blue Cheer doing their version of Summertime Blues off of Vincibus Eruptum. And before that, we had Janis Joplin and the Hold and Big Brother and the Holding Company doing Summertime. And we started the set off with Patti Smith doing Summer Cannibals. That was off of Land. And we've got a few minutes left before Zombo is ready with his record party. So I'm going to say goodbye and give you a special Roger Miller bonus track, and I will be back on July 22nd.
Trailer for sale or rent? Rooms to let.
Well,
50 cents.
As you might be able to hear, there's a fire emergency here at WRCT.
Looks like no Zombo today.
Oh, Oh, I hope we don't get roasted here, Zombo.
I'm out of here, man. I'm okay, saving my
hide. I'm following.
Me and the women first.
I'm following right behind you.
Okay, may I have your attention,
I guess
I
gotta
please. There has been a fire emergency.
If the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented, would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Pansabar. I know you love the pain you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm a fire, I'm the match, and I'm the pyre, I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Solomon used on lock. I am the pull-up, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the sin, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
Time for Uncle Mike's cartoon show.
She's a girl and a half. She's got me going up and down. She's got me going up and down. Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, I got the notion, girl, that you got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All the skirts lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, there goes another one just lying down on the sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our